sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. A scoreless game so far between Watkins and Howard Lake. It's been a pitcher's duel so far, Matt Geislinger and Mike Dockendorf. Just a reminder, Don and I will probably plop in the same seats tomorrow afternoon as we bring you two ball games. We'll have the Regal game against St. Patrick and then the St. Martin game against Gaylord. Those games will be played here in Milroy tomorrow at 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock.
Probably bring a little cushion along tomorrow, huh?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
I've always seen a guy that just go to state tournaments a lot. Older gentleman sat right behind home plate, right in the middle of the stands. He actually had, like, a bucket seat made so he could just slip right on the bench. That would be kind of cool, wouldn't it?
Why don't you get a hold of him tonight?
I don't think he's around tomorrow.
Oh, okay. All right. He's in baseball heaven?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. 1-0 the count to Carter Block as he sent this one a long way to left field, down in the corner, and it is foul. No. Wow, the Watkins fans, they had a better angle than we did yet on that. That was so close to being out by Carter Block.
It was foul, though, from here.
Wow. He hit it a ton.
He did. Waiting for that pitch, wasn't he?
Just 305 down that line.
Yeah.
So 0-1 pitch to Carter Block, a breaking ball, a little bit low, which it looked like a really nice pitch in the count. 1-1 Or is it 2-1? It is 2-1. 2-1. And Block sends this one. Long way to left field. That one is back by the fence. Off the fence. Carter Block legging it out. He's going to go in standing up with a leadoff double here in the fifth inning. Boy, he had a good at-bat that time.
Yes, he did. He got a couple of good swings on Dockendorf on that at-bat. Two of them solidly. Just missed one. This one you left go just a hair longer and straightened it out.
Danny Berg's over at third base. He's doing the coaching in that box right now. And we'll see Carson Geislinger, left-handed hitter, Nolan Geislinger, left-handed hitter, what the Clippers do if they're going to use Carson maybe to get Block over to third. No score here in the fifth.
Carter Block would have got that one up. He had taken one of them zeros off that scoreboard because he hit that up on the nose.
It was hit hard, yep. Third baseman, Bickman, starting to come in. Here's Geislinger. Good bunt back to the pitcher. Fielding it is Dockendorf and on to first, 1-3, and a put up by Carson Geislinger. Great job getting that sack bunt down. One out, and Nolan Geislinger to the plate.
They know what they got with Nolan Geislinger here because he puts the bat on the ball.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Interesting, they're going to bring their infield in on the grass, Don.
Probably a good idea.
And we'll see what Nolan Geislinger has up his sleeve. As a hitter, Geislinger and Mathias on deck, both left-handed hitters.
Go back into the stretch here.
And here's Geislinger hitting it a long way to center field. This should get Block in. The catch is made. Here comes Carter Block. Throw is off the mark, and the Clippers lead 1-0 on the sacrifice fly by young Nolan Geislinger. Did he hit that well?
He hit it real nicely. Just deep enough to center field where I think Randy, with the throw that come to the plate there, the catcher caught it up the line to third base side a little bit right out of that cutout. You bring him back to the plate there, that's a good throw.
It is a good throw, yeah. Steve Boger out in center field made a great
good
throw.
Arm.
Yeah. That'll bring Gavin Mathias up to the plate with two outs, and Mathias chops this one foul and out of play, and the count 0-1 to Gavin Mathias. So Watkins getting a couple sacrifices. The Geislinger boys with Carson, sacrifice bunt, and Nolan, a sacrifice fly. Swing and a miss by Mathias, strike two. 0-2 the count. No balls, two strikes. The kick, the pitch, just swing and a miss. Mathias is out on strike, and that'll do it for the Clippers here in the fifth. They score one. One run on one hit, no errors, and no one left on base. We play five here in Melroy. Watkins, one. And Howard Lake, nothing. More baseball to come in a minute on KASM.
Seasons change, but a farmer's work never does. Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, tips our hat to those who help ensure we can all eat tomorrow. We're proud to offer the coverage they need to keep growing. And we're full of gratitude. So we're taking this moment to say thank you for bringing in the harvest today for a well-fed world tomorrow. Trust in farming. Trust in Painesville Mutual Insurance Company. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Painesville Mutual Insurance Company agent today at 243-7149. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. If you're craving some really good food, then hop on over to Queen Bee's Barn Grill in Painesville. The Broasted Chicken 8-Piece Family Pack has become so popular for families on the go. It's 8 pieces of broasted chicken, potatoes, and coleslaw for only $18.99. Queen Bee's can make your favorite homemade pizza or buns for the party you're hosting, and they'll have it ready to go when you arrive curbside or inside. For special events and catering, contact Doris, Jen, or Tricia at Queen Bee's Barn Grill in Painesville. Phone 243-3975. That's 243-3975.
Well, we have some run production here at Melroy this afternoon as we make our way to the top of the sixth inning. Matt Geislinger, Don Heinen has staked himself to a 1-0 lead. His teammates able to score him a run.
Watkins with a run and two hits, no errors, and Howard Lake with no runs with a hit and an error.
Noah Bush, a chopper down the third base line. Here's a quick throw by Geislinger and safe. At first, Noah Bush is going to beat out a little bleeder single down that third base line.
Boy, they hang on that grass right there. It's a good place for it. If it falls off of it, it probably rolls foul, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
It's got about, foot and a half, I think, from the chalk line to the grass. It's actually close, isn't it?
Carson Geislinger doing all he could on that play. Made a strong throw yet, and it was close at first.
So you think he's playing the same kind of baseball as...
I think we're going to see some small ball here. Yep. Brock Goltz is the number 9 hitter. Probably see him bunt. Pitch is high for ball. Throw quickly by Lincoln Hogan to Brendan Ashton as Noah Bush got quite a ways off first, but he is back safely. 1-0 Watkins here in the top of the sixth inning.
That you don't want to happen.
Nope.
That leadoff hitter.
So a ball, 1-0 the count. Goat. He offered at that, and they say a strike called, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. You're just joining us. Don Heinen, Randy Rothstein with you. We're in Melroy this afternoon. Matt Geislinger ready again. Gold shows bunt, and he pops it up. Geislinger makes the catch, and quickly back to first is Bush. But, boy, Matt fell off the mound so nice there and was able to make that catch.
Well, he's coming out left-handed pitcher right there towards that first base side, and bad bunt. It was just not put down, executed, so.
I'll bring a leadoff hitter, Matt Strike, to the plate. Matt in his two at-bats today. 1-for-2. A little infield single past Geislinger on the mound. He had two hits by Howard Lake, have not got out of the infield yet. He puts a bunt down. Carson Geislinger, nice play at third. Strong throw to first, and they get strike. So it counted as a sacrifice, 5-3 on the putout. But they get a runner in scoring position, and they're playing small ball now with the thought maybe they'll get a hit out of their number two guy, Steve Boger.
Try to get down to that. A little bit more of a power part of the lineup here on base hit here. Good speed at second base here. Probably get them to score.
Exactly. Yeah, so Noah Bush over at second. And Boger steps up to the plate. He's 0-for-2 today, a ground ball to second and a strikeout against Matt Geislinger. And here's a foul to the netting. And the count 0-1.
Played straight back. He had a good swing on that fastball.
Did not miss that by much.
No, he didn't.
We have seen Carter Block if you hit it, it will go, right? You know, that's just the thing. These batters have not been able to really figure the pitchers out yet.
They haven't.
0-1 the count to Boger. Geislinger's pitch, a ground ball to Geislinger on the mound. He'll step and throw, and a nice play by Matt. 1-3 on the put out of Boger, and that ends the Orphan 6. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. 5.5 here in Milroy. Watkins 1. Howard Lake nothing. More baseball to come in a minute on KSM.
Gill Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has served Central Minnesota customers for years and would like to help improve your home's indoor air quality. As an authorized Pro Partner Rheem dealer, Gill Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of high-efficiency heat pumps, furnaces, and air conditioners. Partnered with the Remy Halo Whole Home Induct Air Purifier, it is award-winning and the next generation of indoor air quality technology capable of purifying every cubic inch of air that your central air conditioning system reaches. Designed to eliminate sick building syndrome risks by reducing odors and air pollutants, the Remy Halo Whole Home Induct Purifier is the best solution for whole house and building air purification. Visit Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at www.gilkplumbing.com to learn more about the Remy Halo Air Purifier.
Over there in the yellow shirt. Yeah, standing. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen, back with you in Milroy. They're in the top of the seventh over in Springfield. 3-0, Waconee over Cannon Falls yet. So top of the seventh there, bottom of the sixth here. Watkins, top of the order. Kevin Kramer, Lincoln Hogan, and Matt Geislinger facing Mike Dockendorf. And Mike Dockendorf has pitched a whale of a game so far. One run on just two hits to this Watkins Clippers team. Has himself five strikeouts.
And we're still trying to figure out here a little bit.
Kramer nubs it in front of the pitcher's mound, picking it up as Dockendorf, and he gets the speedy Kramer 1-3 in the putout.
Still got that off-speed pitch that he had. Started him out with a fastball here. Was it an off-speed pitch? I couldn't really tell. His fastball moves really well, but he throws that. Looks like a circle change or something. I don't know what it's called, but it breaks to the outside of the plate and just keeps these guys off stride.
Lincoln Hogan to the plate. Lincoln has struggled with Mr. Dockendorf today. Two strikeouts for Lincoln.
Well, he's got a weak spot for Lincoln Hogan right here on that two-strike pitch.
Hogan lays off that pitch that he struck out on the last couple times.
But you can tell right with that pitch right there, if that's the same one, he's lost some velocity on that fastball.
That's right, because it is not as fast, right? Lincoln will pop this one up, fouling out of play, so he swung 2-0. And the pop-up fouling out of play hits the big mess tent behind the concession stand here.
Mess tent. That's where we should be going.
That's where I'm going after the ball game. That's for sure. Two balls, one strike to count. And Hogan, another foul back and out of play. This will find the neighbor's yard.
I seen our son and my granddaughter down there. They're sitting over there, and they did exactly what we wanted them. Freezies.
Oh, that looks good. Two balls, two strikes. Matt Geislinger on deck for the Clippers. And Dockendorf's pitch. Hogan, a drive to center field. Coming hard is Boger, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. So we've seen that all day today. Boger's been playing pretty deep out there in center field, and Hogan able to bloop one in.
Got to be coming in a little bit. The shade's coming in more towards the middle of center field now. So
I know outfielders don't want to get burned by doubles over their heads, especially in a low-scoring game like we're in right now with Watkins leading 1-0. Matt Geislinger to the plate. Matt, 1-for-2, had a single in his last at-bat right up the middle. One out, one on. And Geislinger chops this one foul down the first baseline. The count. And 0-1 to Matt Geislinger. Brendan Ashton on deck.
probably have to wave at them and tell them to bring some of them up here.
Right. The pitch, ooh, just a little bit high to Matt Geislinger in the count 1-1.
I don't think Matt would have said anything on that one if it would have been called either way, right?
I agree. It was close enough. It was close enough there. One ball, one strike, one out, one on. 1-0 Watkins, bottom of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch by Dockendorf, a line drive right to second. They'll throw back to first, and they double up Hogan, and that'll end the sixth for the Clippers. Wow, Matt hit it on the nose, but right at the second baseman, Noah Bush. So, no runs, a hit, no errors, and no one left on base. We played six here in Milroy, 1-0 Watkins. We're back in a minute.
Everyone at Dairyland Supply thrives on customer service, whether it be at the parts counter, on the farm site service call, or the sale of a piece of equipment. We make sure that our customer is happy. We carry the parts on hand for silo unloaders, Ritchie waterers, spreaders, TMR mixers, and a lot more. If you are having trouble finding a part, give Mike, Lashana, or Dan a call at 800-338-6455 because we are happy to help. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
You're listening to Your Dependable Neighbor, AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany on FM 107.7 day and night.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
State Tournament Baseball on KASM, brought to you by your Watkins sponsors, Promotional Resources Incorporated in St. Joseph, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Dairyland Supply of Sox Center, Queen Bee's Bar and Grill over in Painesville, Tom Kramer Incorporated, Rambo, Yolk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning of Richmond, and Erkins Water of Cold Spring. They bring us our State Tournament Baseball on KASM. In about an hour, we'll have more baseball from Springfield as Kirby Hemish will have the Cold Spring Rockies taking on Starbuck. Now, that game over in Springfield, from what we heard, was in the seventh inning, the last we heard. So they're pretty close to on schedule in Springfield here this evening.
It's bringing it back here a little bit with the progress of this game so far, and it's going to get us back in the timetable here pretty close, isn't it?
It should. Yes, it should. Here we go, top of the seventh inning.
Careful what I said there, but.
Top of the seventh inning, Matt Geislinger has given up two hits so far to the Orphans, and Brad Bickman facing Geislinger for a third time. Brad so far today is 0-2. First pitch outside of ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Curveball squibbed up the middle. Geislinger from short throws to first. Whoa! Nolan Geislinger tiptoed over second base, spun, did a 360, and threw to Brendan Ashton, who stretched as far as he could and made the play. Oh, 6-3 on the putout.
Base hit written all over it until Nolan, like you said, tiptoed over that second base and scooped and did a pirouette.
Oh, he did.
Pirouette and threw a bullet to first base.
That is the play of the game so far, Nolan Geislinger. Great out there by the shortstop and to the plate cleanup hitter, Mr. Grunhagen. And Grunhagen grounds to first. Ashton up with it. He'll run it to the bag in the unassisted putout. Quickly, two outs for the Orphans. And to the plate, Jared Cook.
Got to be warm as a pitcher, don't you? Catcher today. It's got to be hot. Got to be hot for Hogan behind the plate, Matt Donovan for the Orphans behind the plate. It's got to be sticky, doesn't it?
Yep. The winner will get Fergus Falls next Sunday at 11 o'clock here in Milroy. Winner getting Fergus Falls. And at the plate, Cook takes a strike call to make it a ball outside 1-0.
Matt asking the home plate ump, he said, was it outside? And really show him.
One ball, no strikes. There's a strike called, and 1-1.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think he played at that about 2 inches in from the last pitch, didn't he?
You talk about a pitcher who can spot his pitchers, that's Matt Geislinger. Pitch a little bit low in 2-1. Two balls, one strike. 1-0, Watkins, top of the seventh inning. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen, curveball right across the plate, and 2-2. you don't throw that curveball much, Don.
It's wicked. You throw that fast, that hard of fastball, and have that breaking ball to work with it is unbelievable.
Listen, and a there. Swing and a miss. He set him up with that curveball, and out on strikes is Cook here in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 6.5, Watkins 1. Howard Lake nothing. More baseball in a minute here on KASM.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
For your next construction, remodeling, or cleanup project, call Tom Kramer Incorporated for all your roll-off container needs. Tom Kramer Incorporated takes pride in offering Central Minnesota residents prompt, professional, and competitively priced roll-off services. With over 600 containers and two locations in Cold Spring and Glenwood, there's a container for every size job. Call today and have a roll-off delivered at 320-685-8226. Tom Kramer Incorporated, serving Minnesota residents since 1938. Good luck to the Central Minnesota teams in the 2020 State Amateur Baseball Tournament.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, Chasm.
Randy Rothstein, Don Hennin, back in Milroy. State tournament baseball this evening on KASM. Brendan Ashton will lead off the Clippers' seventh inning, the bottom of the seventh inning. Heath Kramer and then Carter Block facing Mike Dockendorf. And Dockendorf's first pitch a little high to Brendan Ashton, and 1-0. One run, three hits, no errors for Watkins. No runs, two hits, and an error for Howard Lake. Brendan Ashton follows it back and out of play, and the count, one ball, one strike. Brendan so far today, 0-for-2, reached on an error by the third baseman in his last at-bat. Clippers scoring their only run in the fifth inning. And Ashton, a ground ball into left field, a base hit.
Dockendorf hung that curveball a little bit up by the eyes on the Brendan Ashton, and he knew exactly what to do with it.
Kiefler was kind of shading him to the middle of the infield, and his first move, Kiefler's, he spun out, and then he just couldn't get any footing to pick up the pace there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That'll bring Heath Kramer to the plate, Don, and what do you do? Carter Block swinging a pretty good bat. Do you use Heath? Do you sacrifice him over here?
I would.
We'll see what they do.
I think you should.
Dockendorf working out of the stretch. Kramer shows bunt, puts a beauty of a bunt down. That's fielded by Dockendorf. He'll go to first. And 1-3 in the putout. You get Brendan Ashton in scoring position. A little small ball here.
Another run here would be huge for the Watkins Clippers. Like you said, Carter Black. We've seen what he can do with a baseball.
Yes, indeed. Get a little activity down in the Howard Lake bullpen. Looks like a draftee is starting to throw down in that Howard Lake bullpen. Boy, the center fielder, Boger, really playing Carter Block deep. Left fielder's backed up a little bit, and Block pops this one up foul over the backstop here and out of play.
Well, draftees from Hutchinson, one from Litchfield, Joey Hyde. Can't quite see the number on this one. Looks like a...
Ashton leads from second. Carter Block down in the count, 0-1. Mike Dockendorf ready, and time is called by Block, and the home plate umpire gives it to him. Carson Geislinger on deck.
Looks like number 9. I'll let you pronounce this one, Randy. Jeremiah Vandersteen.
Vandersteen. Yep, Vandersteen.
Drafted from Hutchinson.
And the pitch, a call strike to Carter Block, now 0-2. No balls, two strikes to Block. Batting here in the seventh with one on and one out. One on, one out. Dockendorf working from the stretch. And fouled to the net. And the count at 0-2 yet. Balls, two strikes.
108 stitches on that ball. We only seen half of them that time in the street.
Came back fast.
It did.
Your Painesville math, you couldn't count that quick.
I'm just going to double it, see what's how close we are.
The ball to two strikes. Brendan Ashton takes his lead at second. And the 0-2 to block. Check swing. That gets away from the catcher, Donovan, but not far enough. Donovan chasing it down. And he, along with Lincoln Olgan, have done a great job keeping that ball in front today.
That was a tough play for Donovan behind the plate there. Keep him at second base over there. That's huge.
One ball, two strikes. The umpire saying the scoreboard says 0-2, but it's 1-2 with that last pitch. One out, one on. Dockendorf taking a lot more time between pitches now. And the right-hander comes home, and the curveball missing outside. The count 2-2.
Took a lot off of that pitch. Most of these taken off a pitch yet so far.
Yeah, definitely trying to nibble on that corner and not trying to give in to Carter Block. Two two. Block fouls this one right into the orphan third base dugout.
They don't all come flying out of there too quick, did they?
No. 0-2, or make it 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Dockendorf looking down to Donovan. And the pitch. Curveball low and the count full at 3-2. What a good at bat by Carter Block.
You bet. A couple strikes on him right away, and he's worked a full count to Dockendorf.
Fans for the next game have started to line up outside. Of course, the 250 minimum. Block will sky this one to shallow left field. Coming in and making the catch is Gold for the out and two out.
Two
down. And here's Carson Geislinger. Carson 0-for-1 today, a fly ball to left field, and then a beautiful sacrifice bunt that got Carter Block over to third base and put him in position for a sacrifice fly. Here's Dockendorf's pitch, and Geislinger skies it to right field. Back a few steps, and out in right field. A strike to make the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Clippers here in the seventh. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one left on. Seven in our books as Watkin leads Howard Lake 1-0. We're back in a minute.
At Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you right in your own community. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. As a Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, we've got the strength and stability of Grinnell Mutual behind us. So whatever the future holds, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company will be there to protect what's important to you and your family so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Painesville Mutual Insurance Company agent today at 243-7149. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
Randy Watson and Don Hannon back as we go to the eighth inning, and Watkins leading Howard Lake 1-0. Kiefler leading it off for the Orphans, and a swing and a miss by Kiefler, strike one. Zach Kiefler, Matt Donovan, Noah Bush scheduled to face Matty Geislinger here in the eighth inning. 1-0 Watkins lead.
Brendan and Ashley Ashton had a baby girl, Brenly Joe, born 818, 7 pounds, 13 ounces. Congratulations.
Tuesday. Pitch low for a ball, and now 2-1. That one scooted away from Lincoln Hogan. A proud papa. Pitch high, and now 3-1. 3 balls and a strike to leadoff hitter Zach Kiefler. Geislinger ready. And here's Kiefler drilling a single to the left field, a base hit. That is by far the Orphans' hardest hit ball of the day today off of Matt Geislinger. So that puts Matt Donovan in an interesting position here. You would think that he'll be called upon to do a sacrifice here. But the bottom part of that order, you're going to need a hit out of him then. Matt Donovan so far today, 0-2.
Tough guy to bunt off of here, Matt Geislinger.
Yes, he is. Donovan showing bunt, and that is fouled at the plate. So Donovan just getting a piece of it. That one got by Lincoln Hogan and went all the way to the backstop.
He had some mustard on that pitch, didn't
yes,
he?
Yes, he did.
I think that's the thing you want to do. If you can throw as hard as Matt can, you don't get that bunt, the top part of that ball, you're going to bunt it back up to him.
Right.
That happened before.
That's what happened before. You bet. 0-1 the count. Kiefler leads from first. Donovan shows bunt, puts it high off the plate. Geislinger will field. He's going to go to first, and they get the out. So the sacrifice works for Donovan. 1-3 on the put out. One out. Kiefler to second, and Noah Bush to the plate.
The hard part of plate in front here, and pounds it right straight up in the air, and seen Matt take a little glance at second base. Second base wasn't there quite in time. And
right.
Shortstop, third baseman came in. Shortstop moved over to cover third base.
Yeah, so if you don't have a teammate kind of camped out at second, although you're instructed to throw it over second, but this late in the game, you don't want to throw it away either. I think Matt has enough confidence that he can get this part of the order as the pitch ball back and out of play by Noah Bush in 0-1. Noah 1-2. He's got one of the three hits. That was just an infield single down the third baseline, a chop single. One run, four hits, no errors for Watkins. No runs, three hits, and an error for Howard Lake. Tying run out at second. Change up, and Bush sends it to left field. Mathias getting to it. We'll make the catch for out number two.
Quite get all of that one. Get a little underneath it. Fly ball to left field.
You're looking at your scorebooks at home. That is only the second fly ball out for a Howard Lake player today. So Matt's doing the job keeping that ball on the ground.
He is. He's getting some good defense play behind him.
Yes, he is. Brock Goltz to the plate. Brock's 0-2 today. That tying run out at second yet here in the top of the eighth inning. Fastball missing outside. 1-0. Top of the order. Matt Strike on deck. One ball, no strikes to count, two goals. Geislinger's pitch, right down the middle, and a strike, and 1-1.
He puts two more of them there. I don't think he's going to touch them. If he does, he's not going to get much on him.
Right.
He's going to fist them.
Just a dominating fastball there by Geislinger. 1-1 the count. Geislinger looks back to second and comes home. Pitches low for a ball and 2-1. Don, with this kind of heat and humidity, the dew point up, sometimes you'll see pitchers that have a tough time gripping the baseball, right?
You'd think so. You'd think the sweat would be coming out their hands and their arms, and you'd see the glistening on the arms of Matt out there.
Here's a swing and a miss by Goldson, strike two.
That one he had a little extra.
And a little mustard on that one, yeah.
He got that back leg just a little bent a little further.
2-2 the count. Matt has struck out six so far, along with giving up the three hits. Kiefler out at second and two outs. Geislinger ready from the stretch. The left-hander kicks and delivers, and that's fouled to the backstop. Gold stays alive in the count at 2-2 yet.
Well, you can see Lincoln Hogan's hand as that pitch went by. He was up here with his hand already. see it just kind of go past them fingers.
That's wow. Your instinct there to just grab it, huh?
Oh. I was better off he didn't.
2-2 the count. Again, Kiefler with his lead. Here's the pitch, and Gold staying alive as this one popped up foul. Back by the concession stand area and the memorabilia area where you can get T-shirts and hats, bats. And
souvenirs.
Souvenirs. Top of the eighth inning, 1-0 Watkins. Two outs, one on. The pitch, little changeup, and Gold pops this one up center field. Now left fielder Mathias calling for it, makes the catch for out number three. That'll end the eighth for the Orphans. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on base. 7.5 innings, Watkins one. Howard Lake nothing. More baseball in a minute on KFM.
Heating and Air Conditioning has served Central Minnesota customers for years and would like to help improve your home's indoor air quality. As an authorized Pro Partner Rheem dealer, Gilk Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of high-efficiency heat pumps, furnaces, and air conditioners. Partnered with the Remy Halo Whole Home Induct Air Purifier, it is award-winning and the next generation of indoor air quality technology capable of purifying every cubic inch of air that your central air conditioning system reaches. Designed to eliminate sick building syndrome risks by reducing odors and air pollutants, the Remy Halo Whole Home Induct Purifier is the best solution for whole house and building air purification. Visit Gilk Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning at www.gilkplumbing.com to learn more about the Remy Halo Air Purifier.
Bottom of the eighth inning, looking at us here in Milroy. 1-0, Watkins leading Howard Lake. Pitching change for the Howard Lake Orphans, Don Heinen.
Let's hear Jeremiah Vandersteeg, a draftee from Hutchinson. Big, tall, right-handed pitcher. Got to be, what, 6'4", I would say? 6'5", probably, huh?
Yeah, Hutchinson was upended in their regionals, one of the favorites to win that regional this year. So Vandersteeg, obviously a bona fide, pretty darn good pitcher, I would say. Coming out of Hutchinson.
Hutchinson was in some of the finals last year, weren't they? Were they runner-ups, weren't they?
Yeah. Yep. So Nolan Geislinger leads off the eighth, and the Paul Vandersteeg pitch back in out of play in the count 0-1. The ball's one strike. Nolan Geislinger, the game's only RBI. A sacrifice fly back in the fifth inning to score Carter Block. And the pitch is low for a ball. And 1-1, Nolan in line right now to win our Albany and Richmond A&W Player of the Game Award with the great play at short today and the RBI to win the ball game. There's a curveball strike from Vandersteeg in the count 1-2.
To let you know how a small town can put on a state tournament, 238 people is the population of Milroy, and I tell you what, they've done a fantastic job so far.
That ball goes over the third base dugout almost and toward Don Heinen's vehicle. Hopefully the tree has stopped that.
Was he left right in their luggage rack on the way home?
Swing and a miss, and Nolan out on strike. Luggage rack?
Yeah, that'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Ooh, it would be cool. Cool in the sense of a cool ride, right? I do like your air conditioner, though.
That works better, doesn't it?
Yeah. Here comes Gavin Mathias to the plate. He's the Clippers' number 9 hitter. Bottom of the eighth inning, 1-0. Watkins leading Howard Lake. A breaking ball from Vandersteeg inside, and 1-0.
Doesn't look real old either yet, does he, Jeremiah?
One ball, no strikes. Fastball low and 2-0. Some pregame jitters, getting to pitch in a state tournament in a 1-0 game.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, asked to hold the lead when your top of the order is on deck, coming to the plate next inning.
I can just see you and I out there in a 1-0 game.
Oh.
In a state tournament, you're playing left, I'm playing short, and say, just don't hit them to us here.
Yeah, exactly. Two balls, one strike to Gavin Mathias. Pitch inside, and now 3-1 from Vandersteeg.
Of course, if I'm playing short, you're not going to get them anyhow over there, so. Maybe a ground ball.
Maybe a ground ball. That got by your backhand. Matthias, the ball back and out of play. And the count at 3-2 now to Gavin Matthias. Kevin Kramer, the Clippers leadoff man on deck. Of course, when you come to these state tournaments, the smell of food, and they're frying some burgers behind us again, those fresh fried hamburgers. Oh, so good. Pitch inside, Matthias will draw a one-out walk. Game's first walk. And Kevin Kramer comes up to the plate.
You can take over for a while, and burgers are really starting to smell good.
I don't know. I think that would be hotter than up here as far as the job goes.
Oh, the job. I was just going to go get one.
Kevin Kramer, 0 for 3 so far today out of the leadoff spot. And Manor Stakes' first pitch is a strike call to Kevin 0-1. The ball, it's one strike. Coming up tonight here on KASM, Kurt Hamish with the Cold Spring Rockies and Starbuck game right here on KASM Radio. Tomorrow we'll have Regal and St. Patrick at 2, St. Martin and Gaylord at 5 over on KDDG, the Cold Spring Springers and Anoka on the FM tomorrow. So more baseball on Sunday for you. Pitch outside to Kramer and the count, 1-1, 1-1.
Dark blue pinstripe white uniforms for Watkins. Our leg, red with red trim.
1-1 the count. Vander takes pitch, and Kramer gets it a long way. The center field, back by the fence. Jumping up, and the ball comes off the glove of Boger. And on to third goes Matthias Kramer to second.
Ooh, wow, he put a charge into that one.
Kramer got it all. I thought for certain when Boger jumped, he might have had it, but went up his glove out there.
He got about 370 feet the way that looked.
Yes, he did. He gives the Clippers a couple runners at second and third with one out. Here in the eighth inning, infield in on the grass now. And a ground ball up the middle into center field, a base hit. It's going to score Matthias. Here comes Kramer. He's going to score. And it's 3-0 Clippers on the RBI single by Lincoln Hogan.
Wow. Just under the pitcher's glove right up the middle here. Two runs scored for the Watkins Clippers.
Lincoln Hogan all of a sudden putting himself in line for that Player of the Game award. Two big RBIs here in the eighth. And Matt Geislinger to the plate. Matt is 1-for-3 today. He hit the ball hard, though his last at-bat lined into a double play. And a check swing. That's ruled a strike, and 0-1.
Quite hold up on a Matt on that one. A good breaking ball in the inside corner.
The ball's one strike, six hits for the Clippers here in the ball game. Hogan is lead at first, and the pitch inside, a ball, and now 1-1. One ball, one strike to Lincoln. Vanderstig ready on the mound, and his pitch, curveball, that's outside, and the count at 2-2. One out, one on.
Matt smiling at the home plate umpire there. Boy, that was close, wasn't it?
Yep, and he's smiling because he's got a 3-0 lead to pitch behind going into that top of the ninth inning, too. Pitch outside and the count 3-1. 3-1. Ready on the mound, Vanderstig. Hogan goes on the pitch, and it's called 4. And Donovan, I don't know, he was going to throw the ball, and it came out of his hand. I guess he realized that it was 4. So a couple walks in the inning. And it'll bring Brendan Ashton to the plate.
I think he knew the count. I don't know. It kind of looked like it popped out. I don't think he hit Matt, did he?
No. We're going to get a pinch runner. Number six is running for Matt Geislinger.
Miles DeZingle. Good move by Clippers. Matt, a little breather here.
Brings Brendan Ashton to the plate. Brendan, 1-for-3 today. And the pitch to Brendan is high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Runners at first and second, 3-0 Clippers here in the eighth. Vanderstig's pitch, and that's fouled to the backstop. And the count at 1-1.
Good thing for the net on that one. I would have had a play on that one.
Really?
I think so. Or would I hit Mary first?
That's right. The 1-1 to Ashton. Fly ball to right field. Coming in hard. Right fielder, and he'll make the catch for the out. That strike, and back into the infield comes baseball. Two outs, and Heath Kramer comes to the plate. Heath so far today, 0-for-2. He had a sacrifice bunt in his last at-bat. Kramer batting with runners at first and second. Two outs. Jeremy Vanderstig on, and Kramer sends it to left field. There to make the catch for the out is Brock Gultz, and that'll do it for the Clippers here in the eighth. But they scored two big runs on two hits. There were no errors and two left on base. We played eight here in Melroy. Watkins 3, Howard Lake nothing. More baseball in a minute on KAFN.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. We at Erkins Water are doing all we can to protect our employees and our customers while helping to prevent the spread of COVID. We are open to help you get that water as soft, clean, and odor-free as you want it to be. Call Erkins Water and let us help. We are seeing more arsenic, tannins, and organically bound iron in waters today. We have the equipment to clean them up. We now have iron filters that use less water to regenerate and still require no maintenance. All of our water softeners and filtering equipment regenerate on water usage, not days. And all of our systems include installation, sales tax, and a free fill of salt. Are you drinking enough water today? Are you concerned about the quality and taste of your water? Are you buying bottled water? Call and ask about our highly efficient reverse osmosis systems that make your water safer and taste better. These new systems do not waste near the water as in the past. Let us get your water as clean, soft, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water of Cold Spring.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Top of the ninth inning from Melroy. Don Heiner, Randy Rothstein with you. State tournament baseball brought to you by Promotional Resources Incorporated in St. Joe, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Dairy Lund Supply of Sox Center, Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville, Tom Kramer Incorporated, Rambo Gilt Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning of Richmond, and Erkins Water.
You see that a lot, don't you, Randy? When a pitcher comes in, you've got to get it warming up the pitcher for Lincoln Hogan there, and he comes in and not just waited until he got a chance to get in the spot position and threw one more to him so he could throw it down to second base. Get a touch of the ball.
Yep.
And get it started again, right?
All right, here we go. Top of the order for the Howard Lake Orphans. Matt Strike leading it off and a foul to the backstop and 0-1. Now, Don, those two runs that the Clippers were able to get in the bottom of the eighth inning, so big, weren't they?
They are huge. And you spot Matt Geislinger a run, he gets tougher. You spot him two more, he gets tougher yet.
Strike falls it back and out of play in the count 0-2. And I think in the back of your mind, as an opposing player too, you already know you're facing one of the best pitchers in the state, right? And
I
give him a 3-0 lead, it's tough
to come back. Yes, it is. Good things have happened.
They have happened. You bet. Geislinger's pitch just missing outside, and the count at the ball and two strikes.
And I know as a pitcher, this is where you want to see him open up the strike zone just a little bit.
Geislinger ready. The 1-2 curveball pops up over by third. Carson Geislinger giving chase. Hogan giving chase. And Lincoln makes the catch right by the third base dugout.
Wow, that's a tough play for Lincoln Hogan. Kind of a backhanded grab towards the dugout. Third baseman charging. He called him out.
He
did. Him up here,
yep, he did. Yes, he did. Steve Boger, the center fielder, to the plate. Boger so far today 0-3. We'll have our postgame show here, our Albany and Richmond A&W postgame show. We'll name that player of the game in our postgame show following our broadcast here this evening. On deck, Kirby Hemish and Kurt Hemish over in Springfield. They'll have the Cold Spring Rockies and the Starbuck game. That's coming up next here on KASM. First pitch to Boger, a ball 1-0, and Geislinger's pitch. Line drive back to Matt on the mound, and
he got it
for the out. Down by his feet, and he was able to scoop it and make the out.
Do it myself. Nice play by Matt.
So the Clippers one out away from taking on Fergus Falls next week, Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Two outs, and here's the Brad Bickman, a swing and a miss, strike one.
Get you home early on Saturday.
Well, our teams are winning, and that's good news
for those
that want to catch us on KASM or KDDG. Lake Henry winning earlier today, 3-1. Now a little time behind the plate. 0-1 the count to Bickman. Pitch, Bickman drives it to left field, and
that's
going to go over Mathias's head, and it's going to bounce off against the fence. Bickman digging for two, and he'll go in standing up with a double. So the first extra base hit off of Matt Geislinger, Brad Bickman with the double, and that'll bring cleanup hitter Jake Grunhagen to the plate. And this, just again, I look back to the eighth inning. How big are those two runs?
Oh. Yeah, absolutely. I tell you what, Randy, anytime you can get an extra run or two, it's big time. Two outs here. That's what could happen here, lefty against lefty. That's a tough matchup.
Grunhagen so far today, 0-3 off of Matt Geislinger. The left-hander from the stretch delivers outside corner, strike one.
And this is another situation with the runner at second base. You don't have to try to score him. He moves to third base, keep him there, because that run means more than getting him thrown out at the plate.
0-1 the count. Bickman takes his lead at second, and the pitch to Grunhagen a little bit low for a ball in 1-1. 1-1 the count. Three nothing Watkins, top of the ninth. Geislinger's breaking ball. Ooh, and Grunhagen swings and misses strike two.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
that's
man.
Not fair, is it?
No, that was just a big nasty curveball by Matt Geislinger after throwing a couple fastballs. Wow. Ready again, Geislinger, the 1-2, and Grunhagen breaks his bat. One hopper to Carson Geislinger. In on the grass, throw to first, in time. 5-3 on the putout, and the Clippers win this afternoon and evening, 3-0 over Howard Lake. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left on. 3-0, Watkins with the win.